Hi guys, welcome to In the Neighborhood Podcast, and you're listening to Fatiha. Wow, I'm back again, but this time to give you good news. Yep. So the news has been everywhere about the recent arrest of Hush Pup by the Dubai police, and it's all over Twitter. I mean, most people are sharing videos, I mean funny videos. And it's quite nice to see, because compared to what it used to be, Nigerians would have been taking sides with this, you know, internet fraudster. Okay, let me say alleged internet fraudster, because there's still a suspect. He has not been found guilty yet. Anyway, so now, in a bit to get you guys' opinion on all of this, like, what do you guys think? Because I was just, you know, brushing through and I was browsing the internet in a bit to really understand if Nigeria is like the topmost country with the most fraud, like when it comes to cybercrime here, like countries with most cybercrime. And it just dawned on me that Nigeria is not even part of the first 20. Like, Nigeria isn't part of the first 20. And surprise, surprise, now, you guys wouldn't believe this. The first on the list, according to this website, that's Enigma Soft, yeah, is the United States. Ta-da! Yes. And it was just shocking for me, because I know I like to, you know, brag about how I do my research, blah blah blah, but I fell for the old stereotype about how Nigerians are the ones with the highest cyber fraudsters. And it's just, I don't know. And to think, like, recently Nigerians were actually the highest number of graduates from Harvard Medicine. So it will tell you that Nigerians don't actually play. Like, this stereotype is just something that's been forced upon us. Because even in movies like Modern Family, like in Blackish, and what other movie did I hear that, even in The Photograph, the recent movie that was released in this 2020, there was still that Nigerian stereotype about how Nigerians are fraudsters and this and that. And I don't know. I know these guys are like, should be prosecuted, but we shouldn't also buy into the narrative that Nigerians are like the highest number of fraudsters in the world. Cause it might sound shocking, but we aren't even in the top 20. And this is not to justify it again, but it is what it is. And the more we continue to be outraged on behalf of these foreign countries when they label us fraudsters and all of that, the more they continue to force this stereotype on us. It's like they continue to label us just that this is what you guys are. But other than like the label, I feel like people who would really suffer from all of this are people working in tech, because it's really going to be, the repercussions are going to be felt by people who are in tech, because I can't imagine wanting to send probably money to pay for something, or somebody wants to send money for you to do something, but they don't believe that you would actually do, you know, what you promised to do, just because of the news going around and all of those things. But I must confess though, it's refreshing to see Nigerians on Twitter not taking sides with, or most Nigerians on Twitter not taking sides with this, with this internet fraudster, because apparently Hush Pup wasn't the only one that was arrested. He was arrested with other accomplices, so this is like good news. But at the same time, I don't want us being too outraged or being, what's the word, taking the label upon ourselves as, oh, we are internet fraudsters, we are this, what, that. We are not. We are bigger than this. Like, we are more than what we are labeled, because Nigerians are doing well all over the world. Nigerians have been first things, but you don't see the media, you know, propagating this message or sending out. It's like they forced this label upon us, and we've bought into it too, and I don't think we should. I mean, we should be sad. Not sad. I mean, we should be outraged, but I don't see how we should be, you know, that outraged, like on that level when it comes to cybercrime. Because we aren't even the most topmost country to be like to be found guilty of cybercrime. And people have lost their lives like from all of this, because I can imagine, I think it was like last year or something, somebody found out that he went to his account and then there was no money there. That's really, 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 that was sad, because apparently the man took his own life or something like that. And I couldn't just imagine what his children, his family must have felt, that their own father could take his own life because of money. But these are how inhumane these people are. So I believe whatever they get, they had it coming. Probably they might spend life in jail and all of that. Like, they definitely deserve it because they are inhumane. They don't care about the other person. Because if they did, I mean, how do you go on stealing from over 1. Something million people? How? Like, why do you do that? Like, it's just, I don't know, you must be really, really wicked for you continue stealing from over 100,000 people, then down to 1.9 million people. Like, who are you? Well, I don't know, it's just, I'm just happy, I'm glad that they've been caught. But yes, I don't think we should be that outraged, especially given the fact that Nigerians are still doing great all over the world. We shouldn't be defined by this. Like, that's just what I feel should be taken. So thank you guys for listening. You can send me a message on Twitter. My Twitter handle is @firstladyt. Thank you very much.